Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Sampler, the only podcast that satisfies your weekly news needs. I'm Mandy Aracena. First in Aurora, and now tragedy strikes Louisiana. Three people have died and nine were injured after a gunman opened fire in a movie theater in the city of Lafayette, Louisiana, about 130 miles northwest of New Orleans on Thursday night. Among the dead is gunman 59-year-old John Russell Hauser, who shot 11 people. Witness Katie Deming said that the shooter wasn't saying anything and that she didn't hear anybody screaming either. Police are investigating what brought Hauser originally from Alabama to Lafayette. The motive for the shooting is unclear, and police officials say they may never find one. Hauser's family revealed that his rage dates back decades and that they feared him so much that they hid his guns and had him hospitalized. Investigators said that Hauser legally bought the handgun used in the theater shooting last year in a pawn shop in Alabama. And in October, Hillary Clinton is set to testify before the Benghazi Committee. This is after the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community announced that Clinton's email from a personal server did indeed include classified information. On Friday, during a speech at NYU, Clinton addressed the email controversy but said that
there have been a lot of inaccuracies.
And that
we all have a responsibility to get this right. I have released 55,000 pages of emails. I have said repeatedly that I will answer questions before the House committee.
She will publicly testify before the House Select Committee on October 22nd, but Clinton's lawyer is demanding limitations on the questionings. And from one presidential candidate scandal to another, Donald Trump visited the Mexican border this past Thursday. The four-hour visit included a tour of the border, talks with law enforcement, and meetings with local officials. Despite his controversial comments about Mexican immigrants, Trump doesn't seem too worried about the Hispanic voters, claiming that he still believes that he'll win the Hispanic vote, and added,
I employ thousands and thousands of Hispanics. I love the people, the Latinos. I love the people. They're great. They're workers. They're fantastic people. But they want, and they want, these are people that work for, they want legal immigration.
During his visit to the border, Trump spoke about the huge problem of illegal immigration. And according to a poll released on Monday, Trump is leading the Republican presidential election with 24%. And the truce is over as a Turkish warplane struck Islamic groups across the Syrian border on Friday. According to a Syrian rights group, nine Islamic State fighters were killed during the airstrikes. Turkey, which straddles Europe and Asia, had been hesitating to join the United States collision against extremist group. But Turkey has finally agreed to allow the United States-led collision forces to base manned and unmanned aircrafts at air bases for an operation targeting the group. And 3,000 miles away, President Obama has arrived in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. During his two-day visit, President Obama will meet with the Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and other officials. The president's visit will not only feature talks about trade, but about gay rights and discrimination. And the president will stand up for what he believes in, saying,
I believe in the principle of treating people equally under the law, and that they are deserving of equal protection under the law, and that the state should not discriminate against people based on their sexual orientation.
The president's trip to Kenya and Ethiopia is surrounded by the United States' efforts for security and counterterrorism in East Africa. This is the first time a sitting president visits Kenya. And after 29 years, seven soldiers from Chile are being charged for the burning of two students during a 1986 protest against a military dictatorship that was then in power. One of the victims was 19-year-old Rodrigo Rojas, a 19-year-old U.S. resident that died from the vicious attack in which soldiers poured gasoline on him and then 18-year-old Carmen Quintana, setting them ablaze during a street demonstration. The latest development comes after another soldier testified and broke a three-decade pact of silence in what is considered one of the most prominent cases of human rights abuses during the dictatorship that saw over 40,000 people killed, tortured, or imprisoned for political reasons. And if you're a Jeep driver, listen up. Fiat Chrysler has issued a safety recall affecting 1.4 million cars in the United States. This comes after a security research center showed that it could hack a Jeep Cherokee via its internet-connected entertainment system. When security researchers Charlie Miller and Chris Valisak showed that it was possible to control the Jeep remotely, Chrysler was quick to remind them that hacking a vehicle is a criminal action. But as soon as the recall was made, Miller tweeted, "I wonder what's cheaper, designing secure cars or doing recalls." That just about rounds up the news this week, but make sure to come back to the site on Thursday, where I will have a special report on the U.S. and Cuba's reestablishment of diplomatic relations and what the response was like as the Cuban flag was raised in the nation's capital. Thank you for tuning into The Sampler. I'm Mandy Aracena, wishing my listeners a very happy weekend.